The time has come to settle the oldest dispute, not just on this podcast, but in mankind. Who would be good at playing a biopic of Martin Luther King?
can we just for a minute, just how amazing is the soundtrack?
Dude, I'm sorry, but if there is an end of times, this is what I want to be listening to. Charging into a field of robots with a machine gun.
Oh, God, what a glorious way to go.
It's just so
And if that is the entire purpose of humanity, to just have that final battle,
I'm happy with that.
Worth it.
I'm kind of happy with that.
Yeah, I mean, we've just led on to another better species than us, right? It's just like Neanderthals getting done out by whatever the fuck we are. Wise, wise man.
Yeah. We are part Neanderthals, excuse me.
Yeah, but like... That's like when someone says, just to get the extra marks of being like, yeah, I've got Aboriginal descent, and they're like 164th.
No, but like if you're a redhead, you're more of a Neanderthal than Homo sapiens.
Really?
I don't know but you've got more a Neanderthal in you.
I've got a funny little segue to that. I mean, a little story. When
what?
I was a few times, not even in primary school, in high school. I was at the beginning of an exam, it's like, check this box if you're Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander. And like a few times in an exam when I was in high school, I was just like, I'm not Aboriginal, but I was like, Torres Strait Islander. I'm like, is that like a Dutch name for Australia? And I ticked it like heaps of times.
Did you get full marks?
What happened?
No, a teacher came in and was just like, did you tick that? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, why'd you tick that? I'm like, I don't know, like. That sounds like a thing to me. That sounds no. I was like, that's Torres Strait. I'm like, I was like, isn't that like the gap between Tasmania? Like, I don't know. That's Australia, right? And then she was like, please don't tick it. And I was just like, oh, okay. And I'm still
that's
unsure
how you
to
learn.
This day.
That's the purpose of school.
I'm still unsure to this day if I am Torres Strait. I don't think I am. No, I know. I guess I just wanted to be included.
Yeah, but you know what?
Cool,
you are closer
name
to that than Aboriginal geographically. Croatia is slightly closer to the Torres Strait Islands.
I just wanted to feel like included. Like, it just sounds cool. The Torres Strait.
Wait,
you know what I mean?
How were you? What, like, was anyone at your school part Aboriginal?
Absolutely not.
Then how were you included?
No, there was. There was that little jockey kid that was always going, my dad is a famous jockey.
Mitchell Beedman?
Yeah.
He wasn't Torres Strait.
No, he wasn't Torres Strait.
He was like,
who is Torres Strait Islander? That is made up. That is like bisexuals.
You know,
it doesn't exist.
Jesus.
If you're a Torres Strait Islander, write in. Because, like, I swear, it's just Christine Arnoux. That's it.
It's just a buffer state.
And they call me the contentious one. I know of one that, because my girlfriend's friend is one, and even so, I'm just kind of like, when the rest of you, I just pince my eyes. I'm just like, you got to tick the box, you lucky bastard.
I want to know what happens when you tick the box. Does like a task force come in? It's like,
I'm pretty sure it's just a statistic thing.
Oh,
I think
it?
That's all it is.
No. I think
it's
and everyone was always, it was just one of those things where everyone goes, well, they get all these free extra marks.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the case.
No,
but if it is the case,
no,
not on.
But I don't know if, I don't think that they would get extra marks, but don't you think that they would, like if they were applying for Coles and they ticked that box, they were more likely to get an interview call? Or
what are those? Are those marks on that? Because the only times I ever saw them was in the basic skills test and the school certificate, probably not even the high school certificate.
No, it's everywhere.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, it's like in most job applications too.
Oh,
okay. Yeah,
that.
Maybe you do have like a slightly better chance of getting it or something.
I
know is
worse.
That I used to always think
you
that being
no, like it could be like, oh fuck no, not this gun. Like it could be your chances could be worse.
Yeah, it's a random chance.
Yeah, depending on
it's better to just not tick the box.
I just
say you're Fijian.
I just love the image.
No,
of
I'd
like
just be like, no, I'm Muslim. That would definitely get me the
yeah,
job.
Then that music would start
that'd
playing.
That'd work.
I just love the image of some, like, poor...
Dude, it's so good. Like, the robots are a metaphor for Muslims.
Yeah. Obviously.
So deep.
But, like...
James Cameron knew it from the beginning.
I just love thinking about it because...
It is kind of like a suicide bomber, isn't it? You can't reason with it. You can't bargain with it.
All you can do is kill it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Do you have the best shawarma meat from the most old-looking cunt in Turkey? No. Well, then you got no chance.
Yeah, that's so true. Can you stop it?
Can you make it?
Not with these shredded meats.
But yeah, I just really love that. Like, I just remember specifically the look in the eye of the... She was a young teacher. It was like, why did you take the Torres Strait thing? And I was just like perplexed. I'm just like, what do you mean? Why not? Like, I just saw the last shred of innocence of her life just go down the tubes. Like, yeah, being a teacher is fine. I'm not gonna lose any innocence. I know they're mean to me, but it's fine. Yeah. I get holidays, and then that happens. She was just like, I'm going to kill myself. Like,
why? Because he was so stupid.
Yeah. And it was in Newtown, that's I'm pretty
classic.
Sure. I think it was in Newtown.
Yeah.
I just can't remember the teacher. It might have been that English one who got, like, forcibly... He got forced into the back seat of... into the trunk of a car. Were you in my English class?
I don't remember that.
Wait, no. What school was it?
Yeah.
Bankstown.
You didn't go to
High.
Bradfield?
Right. No, it was... Yeah, I don't know. It's time for... story for another pod. It was like... She got.
I used to always be envious of Torres Strait Islanders because they basically live in, like, New Caledonia, right? It's just...
I don't know.
Tropical paradise.
Where is it?
Except with some gum trees, I guess.
Where is it?
And coconuts.
Is it north?
Torres Strait.
Is it up
It's
north?
Around where, like, Queensland is.
And it's just an island heaps far off?
No, it's not heaps far off, actually.
So that, isn't that just Australia, then?
Yeah, but, like, they're a different ethnicity to Aboriginals. Like, you could group all the Aboriginal races into one race, but the Torres Strait Islanders are kind of like a mix of Papua New Guineans and Aboriginals.
Really?
Because they're, like, in the center of it, right?
Right.
And I used to always think that it was just paradise and just sipping on coconuts until colonization. Mm. No. Papua New Guinea was savage.
Wait, it's part
part
of Papua New Guinea?
Yeah. You know how here it's just like, you know the main Herschel. Until you read out and have your bar mitzvah.
That's
what
in Australia.
Until you get, like, very curly hair. You know the man.
In Australia.
Yeah, that, because Australia is, as we all know, the real Israel. And there's...
What?
I'm just saying, everyone here's
the one cunt from Bondi is just like, yeah, my neighbour, I think he's a Jew. That, hence the whole of Australia is.
No, but
it's
like,
a classic Bondi attitude, just
I
not
know.
Knowing anything else in Sydney exists.
Yeah,
and they're like, what,
just walking out of
You're saying
house.
That every vaguely white person isn't Jewish?
Yeah. Jordan walking out of his house in the tracksuit, going, sort of like sniffing his nose, and then seeing one vaguely Jewish guy, and he's like, I'm cold out here, and going back inside.
No, but I actually genuinely did think that there were a lot of Jews in Australia, because... So Jordan was my first friend in Australia, so I didn't know anyone... besides this man, and I would hang out in Bondi heaps, and I would inadvertently, like, meet so many Jewish people that I thought that, Australia is full of Jews.
Yeah. You can't not get that impression. I'm sorry. I'm a product of my environment, Nisla.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. And you know,
you've got full confirmation from this extremely anti-Semitic man.
Hey, fuck off.
Dude, it says on your passport you're not allowed to go to Israel. You're an anti-Semite.
You're anti-Semite.
Damn. He's wearing a Trump shirt.
That's ironic.
All right, so he's cancelled himself out. He's neutral like everyone else. He's not extremely pro-Jewish. He's not extremely anti.
I'm wearing Israel. Can we all stop for a second and realize that no joke in the history of anything will be as funny as that fact? You can't go there. Like, what? That is insane. It's so funny, man.
My passport, or my Pakistani passport.
The thing is like, meh, illuminated thing goes, meh, no.
No, like, I'm gonna take a picture of my passport where it says, this person is allowed in every country except Israel.
It should get a million likes.
But you know what, dude? Fuck off. I'm not anti-Semitic. Like, I became friends with all your Jews. Like, I became more of a friend of your neighbor / owner of Bondi.
That's true, but that's because you don't, every time you go out of your house, him come up to you and be like, what are you doing today? Well, nothing now, Peter, because I've got to talk to you for 2 hours.
I love the story of you talking about how your dad, you were at your dad's, and then like, and I'm like, is he nice? Like, are you friends, you know, your dad friends with him? And then you were just like, yeah, if by friends you mean he just comes up to me and goes, can you please just take the rubbish out? And you're just like, why? And it's like, he's going to corn me. I can't talk about fucking carousels for 2 hours. It's ridiculous. That's what his dad said. It's so funny.
Peter's mad. Peter
Does
is...
Does Peter listen to the pod?
Fuck no, fuck no, dude. He would in fact think
he
that...
He doesn't know that anything exists except for CNN.
Yeah,
oh,
wow. And like his books. He's just like...
You know, he is so CNN. This was his candidate that he chose in 2016. This was a man that he endorsed. And it was, you know, like a close runner-up here.
Yeah, what year?
2016.
It wasn't the guy that was running against Bush for the Dems, that ex-war vet guy. Is that way back?
Who are you talking about?
John? Is it John Kerry?
John Kerry.
Yeah.
I think he'd be like fairly neutral. He would prefer if he didn't get in, but he'd be like, that's fine if he does.
Okay, so
but his man was John Kasich. Kasich.
No way.
I don't even know who that is, but the name's awesome. Dude, the name's hilarious.
But how CNN is that?
John Kasich is the man who for about 2 days during the campaign thought that he could be the president.
Mm. Dude.
2 days.
2 days.
One.
Because he won Ohio or some shit, right?
I have one question. Did his was his slogan when he finished a sentence go, Kasich closed? Because if no, then like
that's the reason he's not president.
That's what I exactly. That's the only reason.
Yeah, well, it definitely wasn't, and that's why he is where he is today. Also, because Donald Trump did, and we should actually talk about this before we get into the game.
Mm.
I've been reading Scott Adams' book on How Do You Win Bigly. Yeah, where he's talking about persuasion and how Donald Trump. No one else was looking at it from this perspective, but he's just a genius. At persuading people.
Mm-hmm.
So he just uses a bunch of subconscious cues and hypno techniques to get people to see his perspective, right? So for instance, the fact that Donald Trump refused to go back from the wall, like there were so many opportunities where journalists were going, are you talking about a metaphorical wall, maybe? Like maybe parts of it might be fence.
Yeah.
You're saying the whole thing will be like the Great Wall of China. He's like, absolutely, that was a prototype. This will be bigger, more fantastic than the Great Wall of China.
Oh, my God.
You know? He was always enforcing that.
Yeah.
And Scott Adams is adamant that the reason that he was doing that was not because he thought that he could build the wall, but because all that would happen is, A, it would get heaps of attention because it was a ridiculous statement to make.
Mm.
So the media frenzy would just...
go crazy.
Yeah, what do you mean ridiculous?
Build that wall. By ridiculous, you mean common sense.
Plausible.
You should say plausible.
The wall just got 2 feet bigger.
See, how boss is that?
Because
that's all that... It was just funny to talk about as well because he could just crack jokes like that. So it reinforced all these positive emotions about Trump because he just seemed kind of daggy and, you know, like your uncle or something where you're just like, he's an idiot, but I love him.
Yeah.
It gave you that. But on top of all of that, what would happen after everybody like John Oliver or whatever just being like, this is the stupidest idea for 20 minutes.
Can I just put it on the record? That guy sucks.
He's the opposite of Trump. Not funny.
So lame.
I personally like him a lot. He brings he hits the hard-hitting questions.
I think it's...
cunt with glasses.
Is that a sarcastic... I think that's his sarcastic voice, though.
No, okay, I'm not like... Dude, I hate all late-night guests, late-night hosts now, except...
James Corden.
No, except...
David Letterman.
One guy who I think should be kicked out of media...
Mm.
Who?
I hate Stephen Colbert now.
Yeah,
I can't
he's crap.
Stand watching
you. I agree with that. I don't like
but
him.
This is the classic situation, right? You've got one bullet, and John Oliver and Stephen Colbert are just like, please don't kill me. I'm a really neurotic nerd that could just go back straight into middle America and no one would notice because I have no business of being comedy. And then the other one's just like, I'm a chimney sweep. I didn't even want to be a comedian yet. Which one would you kill?
I don't have to think about it for 1 second.
Who?
Chimney.
The fucking chimney sweep.
Yeah, fuck him. He's done. Yep.
Like, he's the smugness on his face. And
but Stephen Colbert is really smug. Man.
Yeah, you're right.
And
it's
Stephen
hard
Colbert
to call.
Is like the
it's
definition of smug. I hate Stephen Colbert so much that, man, you know the only guy that I actually kind of enjoy watching? Jimmy fucking Kimmel. Because
I agree.
He's too harmless.
Is he Asian? Is he not? The big questions. I agree. I totally agree.
Yeah, you can just tune out and focus on that. You're
on
right, Nissa.
I think it's lowbrow as fuck, but it's more entertaining. And, like, he's actually kind of funny sometimes.
Because he's
funny.
Just a dude at a bar trying to engage you desperately in small talk.
But
fine.
That's mad, though. Like,
and his laugh is funny.
Yeah,
when
he
laughs, it's funny. But,
what was his old show
again?
What
about
again?
The
like
new
Bee
guy? Wait, hold up. Have
the
you,
man show.
The latest late night host.
Who's that?
Tom Ballard.
Oh, of course.
Taking the world
trifecta.
By
yeah.
a storm.
Jordan's favorite. Yeah.
The, national treasure.
The sort of half Down syndrome, half unborn fetus man.
Okay, George, should we reveal the fact that you were offered a part in that show, too?
Oh, what? Yeah, that's right.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Huge.
And, okay.
What?
I'll tell you what it was, and I'll also tell you George's response. So one time,
breaking news.
One time, Jordan tells me that yeah, they want me to be part. So, you know how, like, Tom Ballard has, like, a few people that go around and do field shit?
Yeah. The chicks that are just so, like, Jeremy Corbyn did pretty well. Jeremy Corbyn.
Yeah. Jordan was supposed to be.
And the qualification has to be that you have to be the daughter of someone who lives in Paris. That's a given. But you have to be the daughter of a failed actor that inexplicably still lives in Paddington.
Yeah. That's great. That's impeccable fucking backstory right there, actually.
Jordan tells me that, yeah, they wanted me to fucking do that. This was before it was even on air.
I didn't know this. Okay,
And then I was like, so, Jordan, what do you think? He's like, this is what I think. He should be the one doing field shit for me, and I need to be on that chair. Or fuck him. And plus,
I wouldn't even say fuck him. I outright would refuse to do a news show for the ABC. But like insulting enough on top of that, it's just being like, hey, how about you play fourth fiddle to the least funny person in Australia? Like you could get a phone book and you could just pick anyone. The first person, Aaron A. Aflabab, and he would be funnier. Play fourth fiddle to that guy.
Yeah, there's some.
Are you fucking kidding? And on top of that, and furthermore, cherry on top, about 1/30th of the likes of you on social media. No one in Australia likes him. How about that?
Does that sound like
a deal? And also, get paid less than you're currently getting paid now. Where do you sign?
Yeah, that's a Titanic, man. It's going down anyways. I'm happy you never went on board, but you should. It was funny, like how it took him 0 seconds to consider.
I do like that about Jordan sometimes, especially in regards to anything that tends to be to do with the ABC. It's just like, so would you not? Like, he doesn't even finish the fun question. It's like, we're going to give you stocks in the program. What part of NAP don't you understand?
Yes,
you
know what I mean? I know.
I do like that a lot.
That's it. I'm going to campaign relentlessly for the legalization of guns just so I can tell you, get the hell off my property and have something to threaten you with.
Yes. Like, dude, it's incredible. It's one thing that I actually have, taken on in my own life, which is pretty, like, basically Jordan sort of, you know, the whole stance of sort of just like, the media are pretty shit. Hey, here's a news fest. You don't have to be a little bitch and kowtow to everyone if you're trying to make it creatively. So, like, what that has meant to me is be like, care just slightly less about what random hipsters think of your band. But that's still leaps and bounds for me.
And then he started reading Mark Manson's book.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, he's currently reading The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, which I personally think is got to be like a D- at best of self-help books, right? Because I'm a self-help snob at this point. I'm like you with music, Mislav, or like Ali with like talking about political think tanks.
Yeah.
That's my version of that.
But
Mislav Balabradzic thinks it's his personal Bible now. And that is because, as Ali pointed out, it is the Australian Bible.
It is, but also Mislav has gamed this book before even reading it. He doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah. But that's why he doesn't, because the whole thing should just be summarized to me, Mislav, of just like, you are doing exactly what this book says. You're fine.
No. I just opened
it. Not even that. Just a picture of the author with his thumbs up.
Yeah. And it's saying, like, for adults, children, and everyone else, except for Mislav, because he's gamed it.
That is so fucking good. Just a thumbs up. And then, like, a little compartment in the back where you're like, it's like the back's been hollowed out and there's just a Freddo for me. Like a gift.
But this is what we're talking about. This is a perfect example of confirmation bias, which is that when I read The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, I just read it and was just like, that is a waste of my time and money. I want it back. Mislav reads it, and because it's basically a biography of his life.
Yeah, it is.
Pretty much.
Is.
And he's just like, this is so insightful. Whereas, like, the self-help books that work for me are always the ones just like, let's just get to the raw facts of this. By your age, Alexander the Great had conquered the known world. What have you done?
I know. But I did tell Jordan, I was like, get me onto those. Because, like, I need at least one person that's just like, you know, just like, instead of being like, here's a left ball. Like, you're not the greatest person on Earth. You're not better than Steve Jobs. And I'm just like, what? I fucking ate shredded wheat this morning for breakfast. And not subtle art said I'm mad.
This is why Ali, I've just had a huge epiphany. This is why Ali does not like the self-help genre. Because there is not a self-help book that is written to tailor to his inner voice.
Damn, you don't like it?
Because the whole thing would be just some dude that works for the UN sitting there talking about a really simple point, like goal setting, where it's just like, well, it's a very interesting point because there are many cases where goal setting has worked. Absolutely, that is fine. But what about the very specific instance of President Truman Taft, where he had his 50-point goal plan? And he only achieved 49 out of those 50 goals. Yeah, I'm not saying that it always doesn't work.
That's interesting.
So you speaks to him.
I dream that.
So basically, his self-help book is just this long-winded distraction.
Yes. I don't like to read about myself. I like to read about other shit so I can feel better about myself that I know that shit.
That's interesting, though. That is interesting. So, like, what...
Such a highbrow Greek tragedy.
So like, you don't... Like, when you're just reading it, you're just like... Do you not buy it, or you just think it's a waste of time, or you'd rather be doing something else? I'm just curious.
No, I just... I'm not interested in, like, myself as much.
Damn, that's mad. Selfless.
No, no it's like, I'm like, I have selfish reasons. I want to... So, like, if I'm in a discussion, like, if I'm talking to you,
yeah.
And I say something, or, like, some point, and then you tell me something that I don't know about, like, it... freaks the shit out of me. I will go home, spend the entire night reading up on that. So it's and that's what gives my life purpose rather than what have you done? I'm like, nah, I don't care about what I've done. What did this guy do?
You know what you are? You're a early 1950s steel mill worker from New Jersey.
No.
He is. It's like no, I gotta get yeah, he is. It's just like is the bridge fixed yet? It's like, yeah, but we lost 3 men yesterday. It's like, get the fuck out of my way. Give me the chisel. And it's just like, I'm going to get it done. You know what I mean? Like, that's cool.
I like to think of myself as that guy.
That's
like
cool. That. What do you think?
I just think he's one of those dudes in the 19th century who had a rich dad. And so he just sits there sitting in that library his whole life. And he's just like mad at having conversations, even though the information would have been like wildly inaccurate back in the 19th century. Did you know that if you crush cinnamon with some flour mill specifically from the Congo, you can put a dead bee in your hand and it will come back to life?
No, it sounds more intelligent than that.
Basically,
it's just like,
you know what he is? He's just the 19th century Joe Rogan. That's what he is.
Yeah, I understand rudimentary concepts of physics. If you throw a ball, it will continue to move in a motion and stop because it's tired.
Damn, yeah, because it's tired, dude, the bee thing. That's going to be my final thought on my deathbed.
That's so good, because I remember reading, like, Pliny the Younger's A History of Nature, and it's fucking funny, because it's like... It's the first attempt at biology in recorded history.
Oh,
it's this Roman
God.
Writing about it, and everything in it is a lie. And, like, ridiculous lies as well.
Dude.
It's
Rose
so
hip
good,
is
like,
actually the devil's pee.
Yeah, everything. It goes everything from just being like the largest fish in the world is the blue whale. Like it just goes from those like obvious things that you think is stupid to like being like, in Africa, there is a tribe of people who have their faces in their stomach.
Why are you writing comedy scripts and fucking stand-up scripts? Just hire that from the Lithgow Library and read it out on stage. I'll pay so much more for that.
And it's just something along the lines of being like, and every time there's a full moon, that tribe howls at it because they're angry they don't have a neck. Something
science?
Along the lines of that. It was something about them being like jealous of other people having heads.
Hey, look at this, the privilege of hindsight. Just sitting there laughing.
Oh,
that man was thinking about
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, like all credit to Pliny the Younger.
Yeah,
that's
fair,
so
that's
good
true.
That he had a go.
Yeah, it's
but
hard.
At the same time.
Dude, let's be honest. If you or I. Maybe not Ali, but if you or I were from that time, we'd be like, not only are people not people, we are from planet Zooby Dooby Dooby Doo. Like, we would just have, like, the most retarded... Like, seriously, we'd be like...
Dude,
we
I'm
are...
still quite convinced that, like, Pliny the Elder is just a moniker for you, and you wrote that book, Miss Love.
And I think we are from Zooby Dooby Doo.
To be honest, the faces in the chest did resonate with me. I thought about it and was like, that in the very least looks scary as fuck.
It's worth
and
pondering
isn't scary
over.
Pretty closely isn't scary pretty closely connected to profound? The answer is no.
The answer is time to think about it.
Yeah, I know.
That's awesome, man.
I know.
Okay, we're 25 minutes in. We haven't started with the goddamn pod.
Yeah, let's just change the name of this podcast all to right, the Joe right, Rogan right.
Let's,
podcast.
Let's move to
the games.
Should we move to the game? Oh, let's talk about something media.
Yeah, no. Let's move to the game. Let's get that
let's
out,
get
of
the
way.
Out of the way.
All right. So we know what it is. It's I can play that.
Yeah, and this is on audience demand because your boy Dingo was adamant that we keep playing this segment until it becomes shit.
Right, and because of that one person out of 35,000, we assume that there is 100% agreement in the audience with that sentiment. So
no, your boy Dingo is mad. Your boy Dingo came to my restaurant, chilled out.
Yeah, no one's denying that he's sick, apart from the fact that he thinks that astrology isn't as solid as science. Like, I do hate him for that.
Just really quick, just really quick, because I can't be bothered and it's just lame. I'm going to give this a 5-second shout out. Physics Twist from Duncan. It's a pod from a guy that it's a pod about physics from a guy that I met at who came to Forest Hall show and he was a fan. Anyway, good on you. Continue.
All right, Neil deGrasse Tyson needs to get the hell out because Duncan's here to bamboozle you.
Yeah, yeah. Did you know coffee has caffeine in it that's triggered by H2O? Most of the Western world drinks it. Like, No. I'm sure it's good.
His favorite joke is...
So basically, the person that you met is a sugar packet.
Is a what?
Is a sugar packet with one of those, like, factoids on the back. Yeah, just being like, Farlap won 3 Melbourne Cups.
Yeah. Not even. I just met one of those people that are just like, hey, even if you're, Vincenzo coffee's the best. And then you're just sort of like, half an hour talking. And it's like, do you work for them? And then just sort of like... stick a sticker on you. Just Vincenzo coffee, basically.
All right.
So
the first
historical
one.
Historical personality. I'm gonna say all three of them. Julius Caesar, Dr. Martin Luther King, and who was the third one?
And the most hilarious of all, Pol Pot.
Yeah, Pol Pot. On Miss Love's special recommendation.
Yeah. History's lovable clown.
Jesus.
All right, so... For Caesar, I think that the guy who was the lead singer of Caesar's Palace, just a refresher of who the genius behind that is. As if he wouldn't say yes to it, what else is that guy doing now?
It has not dated well, that song. And second of all, I'm pretty sure that singer is Caesar. He looks identical. Some Guido.
The reincarnation of Caesar.
He is Caesar. It's just a Guido. Yeah.
Okay, so... That's
good call.
That's a good call. He could probably play.
Dude, I'm already preemptively giving you the award, but let's see what else for that one.
So I was thinking Will Ferrell played Julius Caesar.
Will Ferrell.
For God's sake.
Yes.
I know, it's good. He's one of these cunts that doesn't like Will Ferrell. I'm not having it.
No,
Step Brothers
like
was
either.
Funny.
Will Ferrell and a guy
give me this,
that looks
give me this.
Like
everyone
Will
listening to the podcast, I really want to hear your opinion on this. If you're a patron donor, otherwise, not interested.
come on, guys.
Give me this. Anchorman 2 was far better than Anchorman 1. No, what I'm saying is...
Blades of Glory was the Schindler's List of our time.
No, I'm not having this anymore.
Yep, come on.
Go watch Anchorman now and tell me you laughed in it once. Tell me that there's even a joke in that film.
What about the time when he gets an erection while he's talking to the chick? That shit was hilarious.
He's sarcastic. He's being
sarcastic. He's got me there. There's one joke in it.
No, I will pay that. But that doesn't garner hate for him.
Yes, it does.
One bad film?
It's not even one bad film.
Name one
name a
bad
good
film.
Okay. Name a good
Dodgeball.
Late night appearance of him.
No, he's not in Dodgeball. Okay, tell me this image isn't... So Will Ferrell is playing Julius Caesar. He's wearing one of those weird hats that have like leaves around it and like it's a spike.
Mm.
And he's tall as shit. That's a funny Julius Caesar.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of cool, I guess. And then, like, it would fulfill his, like, lifelong ambition of doing a serious role.
No, but he's still a joke. What do you want?
So I was just like, Emperor Caesar came back into the future, but now he just works at Caesar's Palace.
Yes, holy shit,
that's this guy's good.
There you go.
I'd see that.
Yeah, I'd see that too.
That's fucking, dude, Will Ferrell.
It is a $200 million film,
yeah,
right
dude,
there.
Like, yeah, if you pitch that to some big wig in Hollywood, you would be a multimillionaire just for that. No,
okay,
I think, all right,
fine. So who's yours, Miss Love? Julius Caesar.
You know, the guy that speaks like this, who thinks he's a mad actor, and in like in every role he does, he goes, ooh, ooh.
Oh,
yeah.
Boom.
Ooh.
He's, that is who Hollywood would pick to play Julius Caesar.
Yeah, that's like, that's, you know, definitely. What? You're actually fucking good at this, because remember last time you said Joan of Arc should be played by...
the Resident Evil chick.
You know what? She has played that.
What?
Yeah, a lot of like listeners were like,
"No way!"
Yeah, she played like Joan of Arc in the 90s for some television series.
What?
Yeah. So either
boom, get out the way, mindfuck.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Chris Angel, mindfuck.
Yeah, I've got to note this. Miss Love Bella Bragic doesn't have any skills in life, none. It needs to be said. I'm pretty sure that our dogs collectively know how to do more things than Miss Love
really,
does.
They can play Enter Sandman. I think I got you there.
No, but okay, they can sit down, they can whine to go for a walk, so they're already beating you. You
they
can do one
shred.
Thing
okay fine
one. You can shred,
yeah,
right,
yep.
So okay, you do have one skill.
Thank
that's fine
you.
or cute trick, but the
party trick.
Okay, I'll make it a career, you'll fucking see.
I don't think you should do that. I think that you should be
yeah
work at the psychic hotline. It's $5.95 a minute. And you'd be telling people the truth. Nislav is actually psychic. You know, like, he listened to... I was listening to an audio book the other day, and he just heard one sentence of it, which was something along the lines of, when you and your partner are in harmony, that's the best place to be with your partner. Something like that. And then Nislav just says, like, oh, let me guess, is it called, like, Connected for Love? And it was called Wired for Love. He's pretty fucking close.
There, there's been a lot of instances where I've just been like, you know, like, this cereal isn't that good. And he's like, he's right. Like, I don't know. There are moments, but, you know, I'll have to just start a show late night called Hot Dogs. I'll do Hot Dogs too.
Yeah.
You can be like...
But, like, I have to let you in on a little secret, Miss Love. Like, the blue fox doesn't exist. You are just walking around a cemetery for 12 hours a day talking to people that need you to fulfill requests for them. It's true, dude. You you honestly have a sixth sense. You are psychic. He just nails people so well. Like, he just needs to hear one... He's like the Terminator. He just needs to hear, like, a second of their voice, and then he knows what that person is. Like, their deepest fears.
Thank you, man.
You're a vampire.
I do...
And you can play Enter Sandman.
And I can play Enter Sandman. I do occasionally, just for shits and giggles, imagine if I'm not just hallucinating everyone I know. And it's very... something I think about every once in a while, so it could be true. Anyway, moving on.
All right, so again, let's move on to the second one.
How hectic is that? I legitimately sometimes.
So,
I wouldn't surprise.
So you
just
are
walking
pretty
around
much
a cemetery on my own, being like, "Yeah, table 15. Okay. No, I'll do it, Laura. I'll do it." And just no one there. Fuck.
That's such a scary thought.
Well, the amount of
and it does
people...
make me think that Ali and I are dead.
We could be dead.
The others.
This is the others too. Yeah. Damn. If you were dead,
but why is
how pissed off would you be that you're just not slamming puss instead of, like, I don't know, working 20-hour days alone, isolated. Like, you would be pissed off, eh?
Yeah, I'd be very. I don't want to use that word, peeved.
Yeah, it'd be peeved. Sorry, well, this is a huge show. I'm sorry. In fact, should I leave? I should
this
leave.
This is
that
a podcast.
That was a bit much. I got to see.
Where we called women sacks of semen before, okay?
Jesus,
so, like, you know, like, you're going too far this time.
We did not do that. Yes. You can't be throwing shit like that.
We did.
When you weren't here, we did.
Fuck, and why am I the one that's contentious?
I don't know, but you are a monster, Miss Love, because you did use the word crap once. So the point is, let's move on.
Fuck. Yeah, no. Okay, so the second one. Second one was Dr. King. Dr. King.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Mine is, for a whole host of reasons, Kevin Hart.
Wait, for which?
For Dr. King.
A whole host of reasons. What are they?
I think he's the only one who...
Does he even know who Martin Luther King is? I wouldn't be surprised.
No, I wouldn't be surprised either. I'd be like, what?
No,
Forward Clinic.
Yeah, so true.
That's him. That is my impersonation of him. What?
the Betty Ford Clinic.
Yeah, no, that sort of enthusiasm will make him play a good Dr. King.
No, you're right.
Because
it'd be so stupid.
Yeah, but like Nah, I think you're underestimating the man.
And it'd be so weird looking at his Wikipedia biography of just being like, in heaps of movies with Ice Cube, Jumanji, then a Dr. King biopic.
Ice Cube.
I had a dream, then I had to change my boxers.
Yeah.
I had a dream. But then my cousin came home from Texas, and now it's crazy because me and his wife don't get along that well.
That makes the worst sound.
Good. I want that sound to happen when people think of Kevin Hart. You know, subconsciously. So whenever they see him, they start convulsing.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so annoying. He is just a non-animated version of Alvin and the Chipmunks. Yeah. He's just one of those chipmunks.
My girlfriend asked me if I wanted to see... I think it was to see him live. So
what?
Pay probably $200 of my own money to see that guy do comedy. And it was the most upsetting thing she's ever asked me.
Yeah, that is...
This is wildly offensive.
Yeah, I would break up.
Well, no.
No, that's such a Holly thing, though. She's pretty much Marge Simpson. She's like, I heard you like comedians.
Yeah.
Jim Morbo's putting challenge.
Thanks, yeah.
I was trying to explain to someone why I think Donald Trump is funnier than most comedians, and they were like, wait, okay, hold up. This is a good question. Would you rather see Donald Trump or Kevin Hart?
What?
What kind of question is that?
I would
That's a
kill
good question,
Kevin Hart to see That's Donald bad. Trump.
Yeah, dude, I'm sorry. Like, you know, conversely...
Dude, it should be legal to do that as well. You should be able to legally kill Kevin Hart just to shake Donald Trump's hand.
Jesus.
Now, what's the next one? Oh, we're still going with Martin Luther King.
Well,
so,
conversely, my choice, it was a tie between two, so I couldn't decide. It's either going to be someone that I would be happy to spend my life savings to see live, Dave Chappelle.
Damn, that would be sick.
It was a tie between him or Morgan Freeman, because that guy's just mad.
Nah, fuck Morgan Freeman. Dave Chappelle's where it's at. I think you've got it.
Come
right
on, now. Morgan Freeman would be pretty good. He'd be like, why can't? Actually, he doesn't really believe in racism, so maybe it wouldn't suit. But he'd be funny as Martin.
Wait, he doesn't believe in racism?
He's like, stop talking about it. How about we stop talking about it? That's all his whole thing.
Oh, because he did like an interview with a Jewish guy where he was saying that, right?
Yeah, the Jewish guy said, what do you mean you stop talking about it? And she's like, just shut up about it. Maybe how about that as an option? Which I think is a pretty baller perspective. But like, it would be funny to him.
Wait,
him
that makes
monkey.
Your life shit.
What do you mean?
Because that's all that motivates you.
What?
Foreign cunts.
Yeah, but you cunts. I like black people. No, love you all.
Stick to it.
But I think it'd be pretty funny because it would just be like basically that butler in Batman, but Martin Luther King, be like, I don't understand why the white people are being so crazy. Do you understand? Let's get a cup of coffee. Maybe I got it wrong. Maybe it would be terrible. Can't remember. Maybe I'm wrong.
Okay. No, he's
all right.
So
he's mine
yours?
For Martin Luther King. Luke Perry from 90210.
You are. Racist!
Have you seen
sexist,
him now?
Homophobic! Transphobic!
How?
Sexist.
How? Dude, you would pay. I'm telling you, no one in the world would not pay money to see that. If you're a Hollywood producer, you'd be stupid not to cast Luke Perry as Martin Luther King.
I can't even imagine the angle.
Serious. Biopic.
What would the angle even be? I'm so... Please, you have to elaborate.
Behind.
You can't throw that out
the
there.
The back angle.
Give me some, like...
It's just, I saw him the other day because it was like, Luke Perry turned 50 on E.T.
I know,
you've gotten me into E.T. now, Miss Love.
Yeah, it's addictive. E.T. is like fizzes.
Well, have you reached that phase where you're like, 101 times your favorite celebrity committed their biggest oops?
No, that's Channel 9.
I can't
9.
Not watch that.
That's Channel 9.
Which we just
no,
got to
that
say.
Was E! Entertainment.
No,
I remembered. Number one was when Janet Jackson flipped out her titties.
Yeah, of course it was. But everyone always forgets when Britney Spears shaved her head.
That wasn't an oops. That was like straight up just knee.
So you're into E! News. dude. Yeah. I grew up on that shit.
Me too. Yeah. Every day after school,
dude,
I would watch E! Entertainment.
We ain't so different, you and I. That's mad, dude. I love how
the world thinks that it's a force. Like, America thinks that it's a force for good because of shit like that.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Like, everyone from around the world watched Hercules on Saturdays.
Yes. I genuinely like E! News because the hosts are, like, so, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, convincible. I don't know. That's not a word. But, like, they're just, like, really, like, you could go up to one of the hosts of E! And, like, they'll be on. And you could, like, break their leg. And their face won't even grimace from the smile. It's just like pure happiness, pure elation, pure joy. And like,
but that is just the difference between them and news anchors. It's just news anchors have a neutral face and they have a huge grin.
Yeah, but I like it. It's very comforting to me. And it's like a little bit creepy, but mainly comforting.
Really?
Yeah, I like it.
Dude, it honestly scares the shit out of me.
Really?
Like, that's the stuff of nightmares to me.
You have to remember that my dream is to just like live in the most shithole Parramatta Road looking part of LA and occasionally get a burrito. That's like paradise to me. So like, that's probably
why is that the case?
I don't know. But I will get there one day. You can't.
I know. Reach for the stars, Miss Love.
Wait. So have you done yours?
I'll reach for the stars. I'll reach for the whole of stars.
Yeah. I told you what mine is.
Yeah, okay, I've won. This is the last time we're doing this segment.
No, it's not.
Not until
we get precisely 35,000 people saying stop, we're doing it. Now, what's the next one?
29,999 Jordan's like, let's push on.
don't feel too bad. Keep yourself motivated.
Just quickly, yeah. For the next one, I'm not going to say it. And don't even guess or anything. I'm just putting it out there. In fact, this is a great test for my psychic ability. I think we're going to pick the same one, you and I, for Pol Pot. But how are we going to know? Okay, this is what I'll do. I'll write it on my phone. I don't even know. I'll write it on my phone. This is going to be real. This is going to be like, if this works, if this happens, then basically we're not only going to be millionaires, we'll be like multi millionaires. We'll like triple G.
I don't think we're going to pick the same one. Because I'm convinced the guy that I'm going to pick is you don't know.
Okay. Well, okay. Let's. Okay.
But Jordan knows him very well.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Tell us who your Pol Pot is.
Yeah. Tell us who.
Rice Gum. I think he's gonna be
there, dude.
All right.
Okay.
Stop the contest. This man has won.
Yeah, it's right.
You can't beat that.
I agree.
I was gonna pick Arne Doe.
Who's that?
You know, the quote unquote happiest refugee in Australia.
No.
And despite the fact he's never told a joke in his life.
Really, who smiles a lot.
He just smiles even more than hosts from E.T.
Yeah.
So he's like a millionaire now. And everyone's really glad for it, and I am as well,
so
right?
So Arne Doe is the same guy whose mum appears for Bing Lee ads?
Probably. No. He's a comedian that's just like, just really happy to be here.
No, but like, I know who, I've heard that. Anyways, yeah, so.
So anyway, I choose Arne Doe purely because how much would that fuck up his career to be casted as Pol Pot?
Oh, that's horrible. All right, we'll give Ali the fucking award because I was going to say Chang, that annoying cunt from The Hangover.
Dude, you know what's fucked up?
Fuck.
I was thinking of saying that until I thought of Rice Gum.
Well, there you go. It was close. I was close.
So close.
I'm like a lazy
last
sidekick.
Last minute, I
Thank
changed.
You. I'm a lazy sidekick.
And I've just got to get this on.
Yes, of course. That's Arne Doe. I know who Arne Doe is.
He's a cool guy.
You know what I've got to say as well.
Him. Nothing against him.
On top of that.
He does appear for Bing Lee ads.
Does he?
Really?
Oh, the best sale is at Bing Lee.
Are you just saying that because they're the Asian, though?
He's saying that. That's what he's saying.
I swear
dude,
to
that
God,
Bing
I
Lee
swear,
chick
I,
owns Bing Lee.
No, dude, his mum appears on Bing with him. With him.
Yeah, that's a different Asian
okay, hold
guy.
On. Hold on. Are you serious?
Yes.
No, he right. could be right. He's no, from the Western suburbs. He watches more TV than us.
Okay, I'm
no,
a little
wrong,
afraid.
But you can say that because you're Pakistani.
No,
not
fuck
racist.
Off. Okay, the audience, please let it be the same guy. Tell us if it's the same guy. He appears on Bing Lee or some sort of ads
Don't
with
scared,
his mom.
Ali. One of us.
It's IGA.
One of us. Don't be scared.
And if... Oh, fuck. I think it's him.
You're one of us. You've one really of us. Fucked up this time.
Dude.
That is the end.
I'm sorry. To quote fucking whatever his name is, a comedian. It's like,
Arne
I
Doe,
am not
excuse
I,
me.
I,
be more considerate.
Not him. If you're going to quote like Chris Tucker, like, I'm not Chinese. Do I look Chinese? I am Korean.
Yes, motherfucker, you do look Chinese.
But I swear it's him, man. Anyway, we'll find out.
On that picture, though, I think I've done it right. Like, Aunt Doe looks heaps like Pol Pot.
He does.
Yeah,
he's so happy. He's so happy and smiley.
And his mum is the great telemarketer.
You're digging yourself
deep. Ali, just give up.
You're wrong. Dude,
what if you're wrong?
$5. $5 crisp.
Okay, $5 crisp.
It's
dollars
on.
Done.
Here's the next part. We're gonna settle this, and I guarantee you, dude.
And if I'm wrong, then I give
money.
Extra $5 to starving kids in Vietnam.
Dude, all
you.
I'm
that
gonna say is I grew up turning the TV on and be like, Apping, we have $10 off at dishwashers and also 15% off at the it's not him. Believe me, I would like respect him a lot more if his mom was that shit.
No,
she's a businesswoman. She's an entrepreneur.
I don't know.
Why isn't she one Australian of the Year?
I know.
Yeah, why that SBS lady who walks around with a puppy?
The lesbian.
Li Lingqing.
Yeah, Li Lingqing.
Yeah.
Why did she win?
Did she win Australian of the Year?
No. She won Logie or something, didn't she?
She was pretty good.
She won something.
She was okay.
Again, it could have been any Chinese woman. I don't know.
No, she sucked.
Jesus Christ. This is seriously
all right, let's move out of this really racially dodgy territory and move right on to South African. Is there a white genocide happening?
Fuck. What is this pod? What's it turned into?
I don't know. I thought we were going to talk about the Prime Minister of Pakistan.
Oh, we could talk about that, but just quickly. Both Misov and I watched Lauren Southern's Farmland, which went super viral and got a million views. Keep in mind, Rice Gum... filming his shoes going like, flex on them haters, you jealous off-whites, bro, off-whites. 16 million views.
Oh my God.
Deservingly.
But anyway, we were watching it and just got to debunk something very quick off the mark. She was making it look like there is this crime wave that is targeting specifically white farmers in South Africa.
Yeah.
And while it's true that the murders of those farmers is
horrific,
so scary. Yeah. Horrific is beyond it. Like, it is worse than things that you see in horror films.
In, like, Saw.
Like, I would rather be in the human centipede than be involved in a farm murder.
Hey, I pay to be part of the human centipede.
Ali at the front.
So what? So you don't feel bad for white people getting killed in South Africa?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but what they were saying is it's just like...
The point
what she completely left out is that South Africa is really dangerous. Who'd have thought? The whole place is like, just rife with murder.
There's 54 murders a day. And like,
and they were just being like...
One to two white. So it's like... Everyone's dying there. That's basically what the deal is.
If not violence, then some other form of illness.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We know what you're saying. We know you're getting at, you racist prick.
I'm racist.
And no, he's not Asian either. Oh. He meant AIDS.
But it did get me really interested in the fact that... What? What happened? I just missed it.
Miss Lewis just said he meant AIDS. Yeah, sorry, go on.
You didn't mean AIDS?
I kind of did, but it's fucked up that I meant that. I feel bad. But anyways.
He's having a guilty pod. Yeah. Wait, call this pod. Pod number whatever.
I still think that it's Ando's mum and it's Ando.
It's not.
Shut up, Ali.
We're going to call it the Ali... The Ali is sorry rendition or something. Ali's come down or some shit.
I'll only be sorry if I'm proven wrong. Well, and at this point, it's your word
against
mine.
Shut the hell up. We'll get to the bottom of it. But, dude, no, but it was a really good documentary. But, yeah, there was, like, key components that not only made it delegitimate, like, it would have automatically, instinctively legitimized the documentary. Because there wasn't any false information. She just left out heaps of stuff that wouldn't have contradicted any of her information at all. It's just like...
Yeah, but like it was obvious from the beginning that she was turning it into a narrative. And so, instinctively, you know when you watch something and you know that they're like objectively looking at it, and then there's other documentaries where they're pushing a narrative, right?
Yeah, they're picking and choosing patterns. Yeah.
Picking and choosing patterns.
Yeah.
Which is what she did, obviously, because she's trying to sell... her like her brain
Wait,
to
so
like
you guys
to appear on Fox News and Sky
alt-right
News
anymore.
We were never alt-right.
So, well, and what's the next thing you're going to say? Look, you're not homophobic, Ali, either?
Not white.
She's the Asian hater. Look, look, look. Share, okay? Share.
How weird is this podcast? It's like...
It's fucked. It's not like, a normal one.
It's so weird, isn't it? You have Ali saying all Asians look the same.
I did not fucking say that.
And you have Miss Love not egging that on.
Yeah, what the hell's happened?
Yeah, but like, I've been following that guy for ages. It's not the same person. It's a different Asian lady. If you're such a big fan, who is that different Asian lady?
Huh? What different Asian lady? It's this Asian kid. Asian bloke, you mean. The son.
No, anyway, it doesn't matter.
He's an Asian man from Sydney.
Okay, you
there
talked about this for like 14 minutes now. I don't know how to... Yeah,
I'm still stuck on it.
We really need to blow this off. Dude, there's more than two Asian people in Australia.
In Sydney. Yeah, but the one that appears for those ads is Ando not, and her mum.
It's not just Jordan's girlfriend and that
me.
Comedian. Holy
no,
shit.
No, there's Jackie Chan.
He's not Australian. Is
really?
He? Oh, he
I've seen him on TV.
He doesn't.
Joke's on you, Ali. His parents live in Canberra.
Do they, actually?
Yeah, they do.
Fucking
hell. Now say sorry. Say sorry.
No, because I don't
say
dispute
sorry.
That. But Ando, I do dispute. Anyways.
Jesus Christ. This is like repentance for some like past life shit right now, isn't it? It's just like, no. Daddy, no.
Why can't we just Google this?
No time for that. Anyway, basically, watch the documentary. But more importantly, watch the guy who tears it apart after. Who basically like vapes and looks kind of like a rapper. He's like, I don't know. My favorite YouTuber in the world, even though I don't know his name, or I don't subscribe to his channel as well.
He would be, but I do know who Rice Gum is, so he's number two for me. But
well, you can't convince them all.
He's good. I'm not saying he's not. And he had some really good points. There was also other ones that were
fucking
terrible.
Shockingly bad.
And the
example, please. Give the example.
Okay, so there was this one that just comes on,
listen
and he goes,
this.
Okay, I have so many unbelievable problems with this. This movie.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is. It isn't even a documentary. That is not my country that they showed. Meanwhile, this guy is in an apartment that's clearly like the double bay of Cape Town.
He's got eggs. He's got eggs.
So I'm just being George.
Not just one.
He's got eggs.
Yeah, not just a 12 pack. Like he's got one of those like 36 packs of eggs in the background. So he's doing fine.
I saw eggs. Jerry, I saw eggs.
No, it's a typical case.
What is this? 1200 AD? So many eggs.
36 Dude, eggs? That's 36 chickens.
It is South
That's
Africa.
That's more eggs. Eventually, I'll have a farm of eggs and chicken.
Dude, TIA. Thus is Africa. Like, it is Africa.
But anyway.
Now so they pulled off basically what my uni professor was claiming that he suggested to a liberal politician who he didn't name. The liberal politician came up to him and said, so here's like the data from the last, 10 years or something. It's showing that the crime spiked in our tenure. Can you look it up and see what's wrong? Because we've actually worked hard to make sure that doesn't happen. So my professor was like, I looked at all the data. I told him, nah, it's not abnormal. Like, it did go up in your time. So he's like, so what do we do? I can't go to the voters with this. So they're like, what you do is, instead of making this this sample for 10 years, make it 40 years, and then the spike will be a lot less, and you can say, oh, it's a routine spike.
Wow.
And they did it.
What a piece of shit.
Hey, man, he got a gig at UNSW, and he taught me a few things about researching, so
also,
I don't know.
No, man,
also,
that's,
it's not
that's,
wrong.
That's what's wrong with Egg Hedge. Huh?
It's not factually incorrect. It's quite clever.
Yeah, it's not factually incorrect.
It's not factually
this
incorrect.
Is making me really doubt climate scientists now. I don't want to go into this today.
It's snowing in Bathurst.
The ice cap. It's snowing. Does that look like
Excuse
global
me.
Warming to you? Hey, you dog cunt.
I am wearing a jacket.
Open your mouth and get the snow on your fucking lips, you dirty dog cunt. Anyway, this guy's refusion was fucking retarded. But
yeah, so he just goes, I have so many problems with this. The first one is that she interviews the Blood Sisters. The Blood Sisters are people that go in and clean up crime scenes. They're janitors for murder scenes.
They're government-paid, low-paid fucking poor people that have to, like, yeah, clean up dead kids, basically.
Dead kids?
Yeah.
There's a lot of that. And so anyway.
Nice.
Racist and insensitive to dead kids. You can't trust the muzzies.
Man, Ali's just got Three Stooges syndrome at this point.
What do you mean?
He's trumped us. He's just said so many shocking things. I know, it's just the norm now.
Yeah, I can't,
in the span of 20 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know
he's
what to
gamed
say.
It.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah, there
Jesus.
You go. We had to switch roles. If you guys are talking... Well, you're the one who was talking about like how white people being killed is not that big of a deal.
We didn't say that. Out of context. Out of context. No, excuse me. No, don't turn my mic off.
No, but
it.
What...
Peter
you know
Dutton's
what?
Told me that they need an emergency rescue.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
but this is the truth of it. This is the truth of it because okay, obviously she was focusing on it. She was saying that there is like the borderline of there being a white genocide, and it's like, mad. Why don't you focus on the genocide in Sudan or West Papua, for example, if you care so much about genocides? There's a real reason why you're selling this one. But what is true? It's not going to boil over into a genocide.
Where is she from?
Who?
The chick.
Canada.
No, I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about the law, the fucking crime scene people.
Blood Sisters.
Yeah. Is that what you're talking about?
It's a pretty cool name. It sounds like some special unit in Warhammer, doesn't it?
It's
but anyway,
second
sorry,
best could go. Name after Sisterhood of Traveling Pants.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. All
right, look, basically all...
Hey, I'm being you guys when I'm
yeah,
trying
no,
to talk
switched.
About a meaty substance.
Yeah, true.
I know, and I've just realized
how annoying
how
it is.
Utterly moronic it is.
Yeah. But look, basically what happened was like he
and
was...
he's also like... pretending that a
guitar.
Chair is a guitar
rock,
at the moment.
Rock. But look, basically...
I miss love. Hey,
I know.
Yeah, rock what? On forever.
Switch roles. But look, basically, basically, like, he was just like, she said that... She proclaimed that what happened was that that the black... That it's white murders done by black people. But then she said, no, I can't tell you that off air. I can tell you in secret.
She cannot say what the race that being persecuted is.
No. Yeah.
This is what was really cringe about this
no,
whole movie.
No,
why
no.
not just say
no,
that?
No, he goes to this. He goes, he's like, so this is very, like, dubious to me. Like, why not say it? Why insinuate that there's this mainly white people? Which is true. It is mainly white people dying. But why not say it? Because she'd lose a job like that. And it's really hard to get a job in South Africa.
Wait, so are you supporting her for not saying that white people were dying? I don't get your position.
What?
No. We're
I'm
saying
that
she's that
she
should
have her job.
Is scared
she's
of saying
scared
that.
Of saying it because she'd lose her job. She's like, I'll tell you in confidence. And the guy's
why
like,
why is she making a documentary about this?
Because they're able to say a certain amount. Because it's the thing that we were talking about with government statistics when people start talking about race, right?
They would get fired.
As soon as race gets involved in government statistics, most bureaucracy just backs off from naming these ethnic problems, right? It doesn't matter if it's like the majority of the population or the minority of the population. The bureaucracy's job is to just try and make it as neutral as possible.
Keep
to the
vanilla.
Point that it becomes detrimental to society. So she's doing that. And this guy had issue with that despite hating Lauren Southern's position. So it was just like terrible. So basically what we're saying is that, look, Lauren Southern's documentary has interesting points in it. But like it's very sensationalized. It's basically the Daily Telegraph, except for replace like putting memes of Bill Shorten like pressed onto a pig with just really well shot pictures of like farms in South Africa. It's the same thing.
I mean, I think if there's one key.
So what's your rating out of 5?
Well, look.
Because this is a review, isn't it?
I'd give it like a.
I'd give it a 3.
2.5, yeah, 3. But look, if there's one key component
next
that we didn't
week when we
Margaret
watch
and David
the Inconvenient
and...
Truth and give you a rating.
I haven't seen that yet. Dude,
of course he hasn't.
so dude,
inconvenient.
But I have seen The Great Global Warming Hoax.
The key component that we're both overlooking hugely here, and I think something that we can both strongly agree on is she has a mad ass.
Yeah, and there was heaps of ass shots in it.
Worth it just for that.
This is what
she
was...
is hot to trot.
What's the name?
But her lisp
Lauren
is annoying.
Sutherland. I don't even... Nah, I don't think it's annoying. She's mad.
Lauren
I mean, it doesn't
Sutherland,
even annoy
yeah,
me.
Fuck Ando. Lauren Sutherland.
Who is this guy?
Because no, it's like...
Slamming
just
boost.
Appeared.
Not giving a shit.
She is basically... Barbie has a new line. Sensationalist journalist.
That? What the fuck? Lauren Sutherland.
That's the wrong... That's Dr. Lauren Sutherland. Oh, maybe as another one.
I can't tell the difference.
Wait, is that her? No, wait, that's Jennifer... Wait, I don't know. I can't find this.
Your
woman.
Fucking Bing phone isn't working.
Anyway, let's not turn this into a Joe Rogan podcast where like an hour out of the three is Googling.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh. Whatever. Pull that shit up, Ollie.
But. The main point that, because then I started looking into it further after that.
Mm.
Something is happening in South Africa politically.
Yeah.
That is like
scary.
It's scary and weird because it's nothing like that classic, I don't know, neocon versus slightly less neocon divide. That doesn't really exist in South Africa. It's just like their centrist party is just like slightly less nationalist than kicking out white farmers out of the country. That's the centrist party there.
Yeah.
And the ANC, which used to be the terrorist organization that Nelson Mandela was part of, which, you know, obviously it had a function and purpose for being in power for a while, but it's been there for 40 years, and it started out as an extremist party, and now it's just really corrupt, and it's tanked the economy. And so the official statistics are that 34% of South Africans are unemployed, but they think that it's actually 50% at a minimum, and that's people that do not have a job. So you know how here when they say that people, when they're unemployed, they also include people that work at Civic Video once a week?
Yeah, well,
those people are employed in South Africa. That's a good job there.
Damn. Hey, that is a good job.
I would love that.
Tarantino made a living.
It was the happiest day. It is a real shame of the next generation that you will not get to experience sitting on your ass, watching The Godfather, and getting paid for it.
Yeah, I know. It's a beautiful
thing. And then being like, Godfather or Scarface, what's your bit?
Yeah. Mm. It's like,
talking to some random cunt with long hair for 3 hours as if you're like best friends.
Yeah. It is a beautiful. Yeah,
my
right.
takeaway is that bring back Blockbuster.
Civic Video and Blockbuster. That's the main takeaway point.
But Video Easy out. We're nuanced here on the Friendly Shorties podcast.
I mean, part of me wants to go to South Africa, but then part of me extremely.
I wouldn't want to go.
Does not want to go.
No.
It seems... It basically looks like hell on earth.
No, I want to go, man. Because giraffes are fucking mad.
Yeah, but go to fucking the Congo for that, right?
Oh, dude. If you
that's
South
safe.
Africa's bad. Congo.
Is there anywhere in that fucking continent?
Yeah, Rwanda.
Chill?
How good is that? This is what needs to happen.
Where's
Every
Rwanda?
One of those countries needs to have a genocide, feel really guilty about it, and then there'll be a developed nation.
So Rwanda's killing it.
No, there's like a lot of places that...
Is Rwanda
South
like
South Africa
affluent?
Isn't that bad either.
South Africa.
Sure, dude?
Yeah, dude, you watch one documentary.
No.
I've seen two.
You're right, I have seen two.
So what? You reckon you go there?
Yeah.
This is what you're going to do. This is Ali in
this
is Ali in South Africa. He'll walk around with his hands like to block his peripheral vision. And then when someone's like, "Yo man, sticks a gun in his like, give me all your money." He'll be like, "No. Going to see a giraffe."
Continue looking at Lawrence Southern's ass.
It's dangerous.
Every place,
Pakistan's probably just as dangerous, though.
We were discussing
this. It's like assuming that if someone comes to Sydney and goes to Mount Druitt at 2 a.m. and then goes back to their country, like, dude, Sydney is fucking crazy.
Even, I'm sick of that example. Mount Druitt's probably not that bad.
Dude, how many times have you been to fucking Mount Druitt?
Zero, I think.
I went
you used to go there with your North Shore friends and laugh at how poor they were.
That was,
Bankstown.
Wait. Yeah, like the camera in Bankstown. Go! Oh my God! Jesus! So many of them.
I'm sorry, but can we just acknowledge?
No, let's not acknowledge.
That is glorious. He basically did what your friend did in Pakistan of just driving around an obnoxiously expensive Jeep and pushing peasants off their bicycles on the road. You're one step down from that.
Yeah. Wait, you actually went to Lakemba just to laugh.
Well,
I'm the cunt. I'm the bad person here.
It wasn't to laugh.
And basically, that's the reason you want to go to South Africa as well, to laugh.
It was an excursion. It wasn't to laugh. It was cultural enrichment. It was what Australia loves, you know?
So instead of going to the Taronga Zoo, you decided to go to the Lakemba.
No, come on. We fucking, like, you know,
it was
fucking, like, kefir lime leaves. So, oh, yeah, that tastes nice. That's better than a sausage roll.
What a whitewash of history. Anyway.
We would need to end this pod.
We
probably should talk more about something of substance.
Or we push on. I was thinking we push on and just cut
We've got to do like a patron one too. And I have to set up the camera. that.
Right, fair enough. And speaking of, if you want to listen to the exclusive for Patreon members only, you know what to do, pay money.
Yeah.
But on top of that, I highly recommend this one because I'm about to discuss something that'll probably end my career, and I know that in advance.
No, it won't.
But I'm just convincing hate him Waleed Ali that much.
Yeah, we can't talk about this, but like, it's basically I've pulled off my friendship card and like, Jordan, if you want to do this, you're gonna have to walk over my dead body.
So we're gonna have to do it to the family. And in this relationship, because you're our Patreon members, you are our parents.
Yep.
You just dole us out pocket money.
That's true.
But yeah, you tell me if I'm going too far on this one.
It's a good.
See you there.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what the reaction will be. It's been fun, had some laughs. What is it? Screw 'em all, except Cave
76.